with me today is Leon. Leon has a problem with chronic fatigue syndrome for quite a few years. He came to me yesterday. And I'll let Leon tell his story. How did it all get started?
Yes. In around 1990, I had a slight skin rash, and I went to my family doctor to take care of the skin rash, and he said, by the way, while you're here, what other symptoms are you having? Mm-hmm. And I told him I had a slight stomach pain, and we scheduled an endoscopy to see if I had an ulcer.
Mm-hmm.
And after the endoscopy, after the procedure was over and I was wheeled back to my room, I had an episode of where I passed out, and I ended up in intensive care all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it was a what they call a near bronchitic, I don't know the term, but where I stopped breathing, my heart stopped.
Anaphylactic?
Near synoptic. Does that sound right? I can't remember the medical terms.
Okay, well, so anaphylaxis is more like what you have.
Anyway, during the, or after I got out of the hospital, I was very tired and I felt like I was hit by a truck. But after that, I started noticing different symptoms of fatigue, sweats.
What did they use that could have caused the problem?
Yes.
You told me that they used a spray.
A throat spray called Sepacaine to numb the throat to stop the gagging response.
No other drug they use?
They did put a shot in my arm.
What kind?
I don't know what that was.
So you might not
it
be
was
the
a relaxant. Well, what we found out is during the second endoscopy in 1996, the same doctor proceeded the operation. We used Sepacaine, and I did have a slight reaction to it during the procedure, and he had a shot ready to counteract it.
Oh.
So we kind of confirmed that it was a Sepacaine that they sprayed my throat that caused that reaction.
Right.
But since that reaction, that was when I started noticing the different symptoms of being tired, sore throats, sweats, diarrhea, abdominal pain, horrible muscle pains. And that was quite a while ago, so it's hard to remember all the symptoms because gradually they changed, and I went from more of a fatigue and tiredness to more muscle pain and aching and the physical symptoms of the muscles hurting.
And they diagnosed fibromyalgia.
And as well as irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, of course you know now, to me, those are just symptoms, just labels. You can call it muscle soreness, you can call bowel problem, GI problem. It doesn't matter what label they put in. It just those are all symptoms.
Right.
Yes. Anyway, so what doctor have you gone to for your problem?
I've gone to, I tried to get into Dr. Daryl C. at the UCI program.
Yes.
And I was referred to Dr. Afsiabi, who was a chronic fatigue researcher.
Yes.
And at the treatment center in Huntington Beach,
yes.
Chronic fatigue specialist.
Yes.
And I went through his program of nutrient supplements and vitamin supplements and that. And I went to, without gaining any relief from my muscle pains and lack of sleep.
So you didn't get any help from these people?
I didn't get any help from those people.
Who else had you gone to?
And I went to Dr. Jay Goldstein in the city of Orange because he was noted for curing patients with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. He's also a psychiatrist or trained in psychiatry and as well as a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through his program of pharmaceutical pills and his methodology of reducing the pain through the pharmaceuticals.
Okay, I want you to just stop for 1 second because I want you to understand. You say you try to get somebody to cure your problem. There's no way you can cure any disease by using external help. The only way you can cure anything is getting the body back on its own feet. So you use anything that the body normally do not use, like drugs, then that person doesn't know how to cure a disease. Okay, even vitamins, synthetic vitamins, or component phytonutrients, okay, they're component from a whole food. Normally, we do not eat vitamin E by itself, or any phytonutrient by itself. So anybody who uses component therapy never will cure you.
Right, and that's what I found with Dr. Apisiabi's program of taking all these natural substances and enhancers to build up the immune system. I don't know if my body was absorbing any of them.
Not only that, okay, you create an imbalance for the problem, okay, because nature uses everything together to work. There are many unknown elements in whole food that we have not discovered. So whenever you use a component of natural food, then your body has to supply the unknown elements. So the more you take this synthetic stuff, the more you're going to drain your reserve of unknown stuff you haven't discovered. So the only thing you should use eventually is food, whole food. Now, okay, so who else have you gone to?
After Dr. Apisiabi died,
he died? I didn't know.
In 1996, late 96, I believe.
Died of what? You know?
They said it was a liver problem. I never could get he was in the hospital a lot during the late times I was going back to see him. So we would run tests, and then I'd go back to see him, and it was kind of a problem in trying to get in to see a continuing program.
I'll tell you, I wouldn't be surprised because using all these component stuff, they are like drugs, okay?
Yeah.
Any component, like refined sugar, is a drug. It's a mild drug, but when you take it in quantity, that's what kills a lot of people. That's why you have, but in any case, so after him.
And then after him, I went, continued to see his wife, Dr. Ferry,
mm-hmm.
who is working with Dr. Daryl C.
Mm-hmm.
at the CSI Institute, Center for Special Immunology. And I continued through her program, and they put me on these natural products as well that Dr. C had recommended. And after taking those for over a year and spending a lot of money, I didn't see any difference in the way I feel in a whole year.
And then who else next?
Well, I've been to doctors to check all my blood. I've gone to the colon doctors to try to isolate this abdominal pain that I have. I've gone through colonoscopies, endoscopies, x-rays with barium, CAT scans of my brain to see if I have any neurological problems. And all the tests come out showing that everything was okay.
It's not
but
okay.
But I still felt horrible.
Yes. Well, here's one comment I want to make, okay? You're one of the few patients that keep a meticulous records. Like you have this big, thick binder with all the things that you have done in the past, lab tests, and you type up all these drugs that you've been taking. It is really sad to me. It's a big, big waste of time, waste of money, frustration, and all are necessary. All detect symptoms.
Yes, it's been a lot of struggle on my part to do that
mm-hmm.
because the doctors I went to couldn't say, here, this is how we can make you feel better.
Not like me do. Not like I do.
Not like you do.
Yes. Well, I just want to look at this list of, you have probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 20, more than 25 different drugs you were taking.
Oh, and there's probably some on there that I didn't list.
Yes. So did any of these help you?
Some helped temporarily.
Like which one?
The Pamelar helped sleep. The Prosom, Zoloft helped for a while.
And why don't you keep on taking them?
Because they stopped being effective.
Mm.
And so I when I went to a doctor, I would say, tell me what I should take. And I followed their directions and took the prescriptions that they recommended.
Hmm.
When I changed from Dr. Abasiabi to Dr. Goldstein, he said, I want you to stop everything that the other doctor has given you. Only take exactly what I prescribe for you.
What did he?
And so I went through his treatment.
Did that help?
There was some temporary relief of the pain, but through after doing the injections.
What injections?
Of the, I was given lidocaine to inject into my leg muscles.
That's my treatment. You're trying to learn my treatment. Anyway, so were you able to get rid of...
I was able to get rid of some of the pain to where I could walk, and it didn't. It wasn't like a real strong pain anymore.
Mm.
But again, that slowly didn't have the effect anymore. And so I would go back to him, and he'd say, okay, let's try this now. And so we just basically went through his list of drugs to try this. If that didn't work...
Drugs. Okay.
All drugs.
Wrong thing to do, okay? I told you your problem is had to do with kidney. The kidney is really your battery of your energy. So you load yourself with all these drugs here, you're going to make you more tired. So if you find something that helps you, actually it's worse. Because suddenly you forget about the root problem of all the symptoms. It's almost like you finally find something that can mask water stains. But then you forget about the leak. So yes. You found something that can, let's say you're painting once a week. You say, oh, only have to do it once a week. But that is a worse problem. Then you really forget about the real underlying disease that could keep rotting your body.
And that's one thing that I've told each doctor that I went to was, is this just going to mask the problem? Or are we solving the problem?
Yes.
And they would tell me, this is going to help you feel better.
Okay, now. How do you think that I'm not doing the same thing to you? Tell us what happened yesterday. You came to me yesterday. What are the symptoms?
Okay, yesterday when I came in, my two biggest complaints was not being able to relax, being very tense,
yes,
and the abdominal pain that I've had for 6 years.
Okay, so initially when you had the muscle pain, you did not have the abdominal pain.
Well, yes, the abdominal pain, sometimes it would, as I was taking a treatment for the muscle relaxers, that would help cover up the pain in my abdomen.
So you had the muscle pain and the abdominal pain at the same time?
Correct.
Okay. So if you really were able to get rid of your muscle pain, that will mask the underlying process eventually cause your abdominal pain. So you have not get to the roots problem.
And that's what I was afraid of, is by masking it, if it got more severe to a point where it was too late to treat it.
Yes. I'll tell you why you were able to get rid of your abdominal pain a little bit by injecting yourself, because you accidentally inject into the acupuncture point that I use, but you had no idea what you were doing.
I had no idea. I just stuck the needle in my leg put the shot in.
Okay. Anyway, okay, so what other thing? Yep, the abdominal pain. And really tense up?
Really tense.
How about emotionally? How do you feel?
Emotionally, I was very drained. Very sad.
Yeah, sad.
Kind of not hopeless, because I was still here.
How did you find out about me?
I saw your ad in the Orange County Register.
Oh, I see. You saw me some time ago, but how come you didn't come?
Yes. about 4 years ago,
yes.
I saw an ad on TV or somewhere describing the treatment that you gave, and you could help people with chronic fatigue syndrome. But one of the reasons, my brother is my insurance agent.
Yes.
And we were working through Blue Cross and the medical profession, and they recommended going to the standard medical practices.
I just wonder why. That's so wasteful. So much money wasted. But anyway, okay.
Well, if these insurance companies only realized that if they would have covered alternate medicines a long time ago, I wouldn't have had to spend thousands of dollars of my own money And I know that they've spent tens of thousands of dollars of their money for running all these tests.
It really is not the insurance company, but rather the medical reviewers. They don't want an alternate thing that are more effective. But anyway, let's see, what did I do for you yesterday for your anxiety, for your mood problem, for your abdominal pain, and your tension? What happened other than my first treatment?
After the first treatment, I was more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
My whole body was more relaxed. My face relaxed. The muscles of my face were real tense.
Mm-hmm.
And I could feel it burning.
Mm-hmm.
And after the treatments, my face muscles were relaxed. I was able to smile.
Yes.
I had more of a...
That's the difference. You weren't able to smile before the treatment. Yes.
Yes. I felt like I had more energy,
mm-hmm.
even though I was tired from not sleeping well.
Yes.
I still feel like I have more life.
How's the abdominal pain? How's the first treatment?
The skin is sore, but I believe it's from the shots rather than the deep inside pain that I felt that I had before.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like it was restricted.
Yes. So after so today is the second treatment. What did you feel? Your pain came back a little bit?
The pain came back in the abdomen. It seemed to spread out more or feel like it was spread out more.
It shifted higher.
It shifted higher. And maybe that was just the sensation that I had of trying to locate where the pain really was.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. As I explained to you, you have so much pain in the lower part, so you ignore. The upper part doesn't seem to be painful. So we get the lower part a little better. So now you feel it in the upper part. So how do you feel now after the second treatment?
I feel more relaxed.
Yeah, you didn't sleep well yesterday.
I didn't sleep good last night at all, the night before or last night.
Yes.
But I feel like I have the energy now.
That sounds like a paradox. You know, I'll tell you what's really happening. Okay? Your real energy came back. The tiredness come from 3 nights of no sleeping. That's almost like a more normal person that have not slept for 3 nights.
Right, or they worked real hard.
Yes.
And they were tired.
Exactly.
But they still had...
Whereas before, your tiredness come from both the insomnia and chronically depleting your real life energy.
Right.
Okay, now you can answer me. Then we'll do another interview later on and see how you progress. How do you know that I'm not masking your symptom the same way that the other doctors are doing? We're doing. What am I doing that's different than other people?
I think you're treating my overall body to work together.
But how do you know that I'm not doing the same thing that they were doing?
It's possible that the injections are masking the pain. Temporarily, and like I told Dr. Goldstein, maybe it's just the placebo effect.
Okay, and I'm going to show you it's not. Okay, if you scratch your abdomen right now, it's not numb. You touch your skin. Okay, your
right.
skin was
it's not
totally normal. Okay,
correct.
So I'm not numbing your pain. You
right.
feel all the sensation in your
yes.
leg and everywhere. Okay. That's number one. Number two, Novocaine is not known to cause relaxation and mood elevation. See, right now you feel happier, you're smiling.
Yes.
Not like each time your face is all tightened up, okay? But now your smile is very natural. Your face is very relaxed, okay? So the Novocaine, what I use is, like I told you, your life. Your life are not being blocked in a different area. That's what caused all the symptoms. The other thing that I tell you why my treatment are different is that I use only what the body normally uses, and that is food. So you'll be put on supplements or herbs, homeopathic, and whole food supplements. None of the synthetic vitamin or phytoestrogen or phytonutrients and so forth. Okay, no component therapy. Things that we normally use. Okay, what I will be replenishing is from your diet. You're deficient in certain nutritional elements, okay? We will replenish that. But we don't use any drugs. We don't use any synthetic natural stuff, even from natural sources, okay? With the body normally takes energy and nutrient from food, and that's what I'm going to use. What the Novocaine does is reconnect your mind back to different part of your body, not using any drug to make your muscle better. Once your life goes through, the life energy flow through, you have more circulation, and that's why you're more relaxed.
I feel more relaxed. My whole body feels more relaxed.
Yeah. Have anybody ever explained to you what caused a problem the way I do?
No. No, you explain things very well.
Okay, anything that I say doesn't make any sense, common sense, real common sense.
No, everything makes
it's clear. Very easy, very clear. Okay? It's all very, very scientific. You know, you want to cure something, you got to get the body back on its own feet. You got to use what the body normally use. So all this research, you're not going to cure anything. And why don't we want to cure? Everything we do in any other business, okay, we will always want to go to the root problem, except in medicine, and we call it scientific.
Right.
Now, I took up your picture, okay, you got dark circle around your eye. That's
yes.
Deep kidney problem. Oh, by the way, kidney problem also cause just a ringing in ear, okay? So is a ringing in ear any better?
It's better.
Yes.
There's still some there. I can hear it now.
Yeah.
But I didn't notice that it's one of those things where sometimes it's obvious that you think about it because mm-hmm. it's so bad.
Uh-huh.
And when you asked me if I had it, I'd forgotten that it wasn't there.
See, you look better than the time 2 days ago when you before my treatment,
yes.
Correct? Okay,
yes.
Yeah. Your problem will be... I don't know how long it's going to take, but most of pain will be gone within the next couple of weeks. Okay, with the pain gone, your energy will become better. But you're going to take a while to make your body stabilize because you've been sick for such a long time.
Right.
Okay, and as we go along, we do some of the tests that you read from other books. Okay, we'll do some of the urine tests to show you how, your body become better, the symptoms become better, your test result will become better.
Right, because they explain some, what we need to find out is what my body is missing.
Yes.
So we can get it to...
Okay, we'll redo this interview about a month or two later.
Okay.
And you can share with our listener the difference, how you feel today.
How much better I feel.
Yeah. Thanks for the interview.
Okay.